According to Lucien Villeneuve, environmental health officer, he was saying the band requested that mercury testing be done on the Maniwaki Indian Reserve.
Yes, that's right. We made a request that a study be done, the mercury pollution in our lakes. The request came about when several band members who say they consume a large amount of fish coming from our lakes, they were concerned about some of the television advertisement and some of the documentation they read on mercury pollution in the lakes in the region. So what we decided to do, we said, okay, we'll contact Health and Welfare Canada and request that they do an in-depth study of the lakes, of the wildlife in those lakes, hopefully to determine the level of mercury pollution. And that's what they went about. And one way of doing it was taking air samples of individuals who consume a lot of fish. They also requested samples of fish also, which I think 25 or 30 so fish were submitted to them for testing.
Do you think Maniwaki Kitigan-Zibi Reserve is a high risk factor?
Well, according to the CLSC, they put out a pamphlet indicating that there is a fairly high mercury level in some of the lakes in the region. Now, the lakes within the reserve have not been tested closely. So it is possible that they are as polluted as other lakes within a 30 or 40 mile radius of Maniwaki.
Where is all this mercury pollution coming from?
There is a variety of answers to that. It appears to be natural mercury pollution. That means the mercury is in the soil and in the water in a natural state. There may be some contribution from certain factories like pulp mills from the south, but most of it possibly could be natural. But that's to be determined. Where is the source from? And in most cases, it's been found that it's in a natural state.
I understand the conclusion of this test will take about 4 months. What will happen to us if we find out there is a lot of mercury poisoning in this reserve?
Well, one of the things is with mercury pollution, from what I understand about it, talking to professionals, they indicated that the consumption of fish would have to be very, very large to have any serious effect. I don't think most of our people eat that much fish. They may eat fish once a week or once every 2 weeks, or may consume a lot of fish during the summer months and less during the winter months. So it may not have a drastic impact as far as their health is concerned. I guess the big danger would be if there is a very high level of mercury pollution, if people consume 3 meals of fish day in, day out. But I think the level of consumption is a lot lower.
What kind of testing has been done so far in the Kitigan-Zibi Reserve?
Last week we did 103 hair samples, and we also had 23 fish that were clean and frozen and packed in coolers to be shipped to Ottawa to be tested.
But when we get the results in 4 months, what's going to happen then?
Depending on the results, if not much mercury is found, we won't be doing any more testing. But if there is a certain amount of mercury found, we will be doing more testing on the fish and also blood samples.
If someone should have a very high level of mercury pollution in his body, what can be done?
First, a person has to stop eating fish. Second of all, the people have to be advised how many times in a month that they should eat fish. Like if we have a certain amount of mercury, a person will be advised maybe you can eat fish only once a month, maybe once a week. And there will be a lot of stress placed on the prenatal women, that they're advised not to eat fish as often as other people because it can affect the fetus. Also, after 75 days, a person will eliminate half of the mercury that they have in their system.
Has there been any cases reported of mercury poisoning on someone?
No, but the CLSC has advised our women that are pregnant to eat fish only a certain amount in a month, you know, so that's why we're checking this out.
What kind of fish have the most mercury pollution?
Pike. Pike has should have quite a bit because it's a fish that eats other fish, you know, and by eating other fish, they accumulate more mercury in their system.
So what you're saying is the testing that's being done is really just a safeguard.
Yeah, it's prevention. It's to find out what level of mercury we have, and if we do have some, then we will be advising the people how often they can eat fish.
Thank you very much, Eliza McGregor, Community Health Representative. Miigwech.
Thank you.